Andy Reid today saying it would be a stretch if Patrick Mahomes played against Green Bay.
Damn.
I think it'd be a stretch if Steve Bono, Steve Fuller, Bill Kenny, Len Dawson played against the Packers. But he's not closing the door. How nervous would you be there, George? Patrick Mahomes comes out of the tunnel, led by war paint, looks perfectly healthy, and is ready to play.
I'd still have confidence, but those nerves would start sinking in, man.
All right, we're an hour away from the head coach speaking, and he will speak about his depth chart, which has just been released. You scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, and you look at the running back position. This is what on the current depth chart, and sometimes the depth chart tells you a lot, and sometimes it tells you absolutely nothing. The current depth chart for the Indiana game for Nebraska: Dedrick Mills, Wyatt Mazur, or Ramir Johnson, or Brody Belt. That is the running back position. There is no Maurice Washington there. Maurice Washington, however, is still on the roster that is in the game notes, and he is still in the game notes as having a bio as one of the top players. So do what you will with that. I mean, you would get the sense that he is not likely available for the game against Indiana. His future, where will be his next snap? Will it be in the backfield at Nebraska? Will it be somewhere else? Coming up in about an hour, I've said it all morning. I think with this situation where everybody is asking. Got insiders that say Mo's off the team. No, man, Mo's just a knucklehead. He's on the team. No, I don't think I saw him. Man, I was kind of hanging out outside the Hawks Championship Center. I don't know. Did I see him? No. Yeah, you know what? I think you have to address it. But where will his next snap take place? Likely not available for this weekend. Not included on the depth chart, but is still on the roster. And without him, who benefits? Wyatt Mazur back from an injury. I would think that they move forward with the red shirt of four and trying to protect Ramir Johnson, that Wyatt Mazur could and Brody Belt could become important components of Nebraska's offense, depending on the health of Wandale Robinson. Wandale Robinson is still listed on the depth chart at his regular spot as a wide receiver and also in the return game. But Wyatt Mazur may have an important role in the last five games of the season. Wouldn't it be something if three of your most important players, and they all would be beneficial at their respective positions and to their side of the ball, if it's Cade Warner, Wyatt Mazur, and Garrett Nelson as three of your more important guys moving forward? I think without Mo Washington, a running back for this weekend, Wyatt Mazur could factor in. And who knows what the deal is with Mo. He hasn't been able, I don't think what is going on in the California courtroom is a distraction. I think it's a very immature young man who is playing football at the University of Nebraska, who has been injured and hasn't been able to do everything that he was able to do last year or to play how he thinks he should. And maybe his role has lessened. When he thinks he should be getting the ball, his number's not being called. And he hasn't been able to establish the trust with the guy that is in charge of the offense, whether it be on a headset or wearing a helmet. And you have a head coach and a position coach that have gone to the front line for Mo Washington. Scott Frost knows Mo Washington almost better than anybody else. He's recruited him. He knew what he was getting into. He stuck with him. And he never wavered in his support for him. And he knew that he'd have to bring him along in the transition from high school to college. And at this level where everybody knows you and everybody's waiting for you to be the same exact player that you were in high school. But along with that, go with being a student in a whole new place with a whole new challenges. But a head coach and a position coach that have strongly backed you, because he's different, he's quirky. Not a follower, not a leader, he's a Mo. And that's what makes those locker rooms great in athletics is not everybody's the same. Everybody's different. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. They don't look the same. But they all have to adhere to the same policies. Do the right thing around the fellas. Do the right thing even more away from the fellas. And while your head coach took the arrows for sticking with you and continuing to have you part of the football program in 2019, you do wonder, when do you run out of chances? Because I can guarantee you, as much as I think that the head coach should address this right away, because it is the elephant in the room, that's the last thing he wants to do. Watch his body language. They've moved past Mo Washington questions. Probably haven't moved past Mo Washington person and player, but the questions. He'll get agitated because he'll want questions about Indiana. He'll want questions about guys that are currently in the program and what the bye week was like. Not about a troubled running back or the past. I could just see it today. Because there does come a point when you lead a team where people can be oxygen stealers. They're great players. They do fantastic things that benefit your team to win. But they can also be oxygen stealers, where they take up so much attention that is not related to what the job is, and that is playing football, that at some point you go, enough is enough. I know that you can help us win games, but you're stealing a lot of that oxygen from the room, and we don't have a lot of it. To a completely different kind of sense, that's how I looked at like the Nationals with Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is a great player, helps Washington win games, but was an oxygen stealer. And so when he decides to take his 13-year, I'm going to get paid a lot of money offer from Philadelphia, you're like, yeah, we'd love to have him, but we don't need more oxygen stealers. We'll see at 2 o'clock when this is addressed, what is said, but it looks like his availability for this weekend is in question, but still part of the program if I'm going to use the game notes as a basis. Not on the depth chart, but is still included on the roster and is still included in the bios of their game notes of him being a part. Just scanning the depth chart. I know this is great radio, George. Fantastic radio. Adrian Martinez is listed as the starting quarterback. Other than that, no noticeable changes.
Quick question for
you.
There
you go.
Quick question for you about Mo. At what point, I'm guessing he's still on the roster, whatever's going on and that kind of stuff. I'm guessing he's still on this roster because of the talent that he brings to the field. But at what point does the actions off the field or actions or whatever the chemistry is, whatever's going wrong, at what point does that become overbearing and you gotta part ways with this guy?
Well, if it disrupts the chemistry of your team.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a position now, they're 7 games in, 4-3, then less drama.
Yeah.
More down and distance talk, less drama. And if there doesn't appear to be overwhelming drama, bits and pieces here. But in this case where it feels like Indiana is the tipping point.
Yep.
You got to shut out all the outside noise and in inside noise as well, and focus on the most important thing, and that's playing a game on Saturday where you need a victory. Because no one wants to sit here a week from today on this program, on a bragging bitch Monday, and you're 4-4.
I'm not ready for that.
And you're going to Purdue. And then you'd have a Wisconsin and Iowa and a Maryland on the back half to get bowl eligible. And that's the number one goal. There's no discussion point. You have to become bowl eligible. But is it enough to become bowl eligible? 15 practices are great, but I laid this out last week. You grind to get to 6 wins, so you're 6-6, which means in the last half, You went 2-3. If you know what you know now, is 7-5 a successful season? Keep going back to that question. Because 6-6 in a bowl, you'd be like, whoo, got into a bowl. But that would mean 2-3 in the last five, and more than likely a hell of a grind to get there. Instead of, oh, got to 6, got to 7, finished up 3-2, beat the teams that you were supposed to, kept it close against teams that have a competitive advantage over you. And find bowl eligibility, plus one, where I would go. All right. 1:14. We have the moment of the day, plus we have Sharp Show ticket drop coming up at 1:30. For everybody that enjoyed the Haunted House last week, we're going to send you to a concert this week. Concert that was recently announced. Relatively big name. He's like one of the biggest artists right now going.
I'd say so.
Yeah. We're going to get you great seats to go see Blake Shelton. That's the Sharp Show ticket drop. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's Gary Sharp Show on a Monday on 1620 The Zone. Never show, never we had to. I'm touching every grade. Don't tell us to behave. I'm sick of always here naturally.